Very good, very good. It is your life. It is your life, Jack, and I'm not telling you what to do with it. Excuse me, I got a little bit of a thing there. So welcome to our Sunday night stream. We made it, we did it, and I'll tell you, we were sweating bullets because... And we will have our Saturday cinema tomorrow, so it'll be Saturday cinema on Monday. What about that, huh? Kind of a Thanksgiving kind of a thing? I don't know. What happened was Brea the cat was here. As you know, she lives here in the studio. That's because that's the way she likes it, and that's what we do here on the Phil Hendry Show. We're kind animals here, and if it isn't a big fucking deal, and that's just where that's at, and, you know, don't give me any shit about it. I'm just kidding. But my little dog, this little guy that we adopted, you know, this Teddy, that found out that was his name, you know, the dog. I'm getting really fucking pissed because the owner of this motherfucker is not anywhere to be found. She's off. I mean, the dog's being fed, the dog's being watered, and apparently she's had the dog since it was a puppy, and she just leaves it for weeks at a time with a goddamn fucking dog sitter. And I ain't seen that either. I haven't seen a dog sitter. I haven't seen shit. I know he's being fed. There's a free feeder in the house. When he comes through his dog door, if I catch his attention, I got a leash, I walk him. I walked him yesterday like four fucking blocks, and this dude never tired out. So I don't know. You want to, you know, 90%, you know what they say about people? If you don't feel good, drink some water. You know how they always say, have you ever heard that said? Well, if you haven't, let me just give you a tip. If you don't feel good, first thing you got to do is drink some goddamn water. Because we need water. If we don't have water, all kinds of shit goes wrong with us. And we think we got the flu. We think that we're coming down with beriberi. We don't think that we're going to live another day. We don't. And all you need is a goddamn, like, 3 or 4 or 5 8-ounce glasses of water. Okay, right? Well, a lot can be cured when it comes to a dog if you give him a good walk. Take him out and exercise the motherfucker. These people, you know, my dog, he seems depressed. He's moping around. I give him a toy, and he... He's fucking, you know, the dog is needs some stimulation. Take him out to walk him. Here's another tip. For these people who think they know all about, find out about the breed first, okay? If you have an Australian Shepherd, do you know what an Australian Shepherd is? I got news for you. If you think that that dog is intended to be sitting in your motherfucking house and going out for walks when you feel like and that's it, an Australian Shepherd is an animal that should have contact with other animals. Should have contact with other animals. That's what the motherfucker was bred to do. And should have contact with people. In other words, an Australian Shepherd thrives and is a much better dog, if you will, if he's having contact with other living creatures. But, you know, you can't tell people because there's only so much you can do. So, anyway, getting back to Teddy, if I can get his attention tomorrow, if he comes to the dog door, you know, he can't hear, he's stone deaf, so he can't hear shit. So I can be going, ah! He can't hear anything. He can sense vibration, so maybe if I knocked on the door, maybe he'd hear that, but or feel it. I'll take him out for another walk, you know. But I ain't seen this goddamn fucking owner of his. These motherfuckers, some people have dogs because it masks the fact, because it's the thing to have. You know, these people that take an old dog to rescue and then go look at the puppies, those people should be pushed out of a fucking airplane. Preferably at 30,000 feet. I'm serious. They're not doing the human race any good. Those motherfuckers, they are the psychopaths among us. The ones that pretend to have feelings, the ones that have dogs and they smile at you like, yeah, I get it. And they don't fucking get shit. They're always looking around to see who they can fuck. So... Those people go and they get a dog and it's a trophy. It's like a thing you're supposed to have because they saw other people have dogs, and people that have dogs generally are successful in their relationships with other people. We're not sure. We don't quite get it, but let's try that. Let's have a dog. Oh, this dog's too old. I know. We can take it to the pound and dump it and go look at the... You ever know anybody like that? Stay as far away from them as you can get, man, because you're dealing with some fucking psychopath motherfuckers there. Take an old dog to the pound and go, look at the fucking puppies. Anyway, welcome to my ever-changing moods. I am Phil Hendry. Now, tomorrow we'll have on-site, you'll see the, what am I trying to say? You'll see the Saturday cinema. That's tomorrow. And what else do I have to tell you? Oh, why didn't we have Saturday cinema? on Sunday, which was yesterday, which was actually today, but I'm pretending like today is tomorrow because you may be watching this. Here's the reason. So Brea's here, and she does what she always does. You know, I sit down, so she wants to get up in my shit because she figures she's helping out. Like most cats, she'll just like, you know, well, I sit here, you know. Well, I said, no, this is my area. You figure it out, Jack. I'm going to be sitting here right on top of the fucking mouse, and I'll be sitting here right on top of these cables, and, you know, all right. Well, it doesn't quite work that good, so, you know, I'm moving shit around. So finally she gets bored, and she'll walk across the board, and you guys have probably seen her ass going across the camera. Yesterday, Friday night, when we were setting up, because we had done a Facebook Live for our chat, and then came into the studio to set up to do the cinema, she gets up and does her usual, walks across the fucking board thing, and all of a sudden, bang, audio on the master's fucking gone, no headphone levels, gone. Now, you guys have seen this thing that I've got here. It's not, I'm not trying to say that I missed her bitching or anything, but, this is the board here. There's a lot of shit going on, man, and I got pretty much all of it covered, but she stepped on some buttons along this bank here, which is where my master volume is. She stepped on a couple of key buttons that knocked all the mods. See that modulation that's popping right there? Hello, hello, hello. All those two yellow bars. When I see that going, I know that, okay, we got audio, you know, and it's getting through the board and it's getting onto the record program. But there was nothing there. And then on top of it, I didn't have the microphone, no audio. There was no modulation from the microphone, and I couldn't hear anything out of the headphones. So it took me, I don't know what you, probably a day. Not so much that it took me a day, but it took me, you know, a few hours to figure out the modulation. Okay, finally I got that back. But it was long after the time we were going to be doing our movie. So I just said, hey, you know, we'll cancel the movie until further notice, so we'll postpone it, and that's what we did. Then I had to figure out, why don't I have any goddamn headphones? So I had to get into the main here, and I figured some shit out. But bottom line was, it did sort of put a crimp in our activities here, and I apologize for that. And you might say, well, don't you have an engineer? Yes, I do. Does he live here? No. Does he live anywhere near here? No. Is he available by phone? Yes. But it is Thanksgiving weekend? Yes. Am I going to bug him for every little chicken shit thing having to do with headphone levels? And so I finally, his name is Adam, and I got in touch with Adam, and we talked on Saturday and got the whole thing figured out, you know, Saturday night. I'm just really hacked off, man, that I'm really fucking hacked off that that little dog, you know, you can hear Dylan from next door. These motherfuckers that go off and leave their dogs in a dark house, I can dig it, okay. You know, you can't take them everywhere. But for days on end, without a goddamn dog sitter, you come in after 3 days on the road, and there's all dog shit all through your house, so you scoop it up and get a fucking dog sitter. What's with Buffalo, man? Are those throwback uniforms they're wearing, or is it, what's with the, have they stopped doing throwback uniforms yet, or are they still doing those? Personally speaking, I'd like Buffalo to go back to their old, just stationary Buffalo that was grazing on the prairie. I like that. That was just cool. It was a Buffalo, and it was strong, and it was grazing grass, and a lot of people thought it looked like a regular Buffalo, just like a target. Like, hey, there's one, bang, you know. Oh, God, this dude for Jacksonville throwing punches on a guy wearing a helmet. That's always one of the less intelligent things in professional football, I would say. Personally, but I don't know. Or in all of football. And what about that Washington State, or should I say Washington Wazoo game in the snow? That was bitching. That was just fun to look at, man. It's my life. Haley Reinhart sang one of my castmates from F is for Family. Haley Reinhart sang the national anthem at the Charger game today. I didn't see it. I didn't hear it, but I did see her tweet it out. So, hey, way to do it. What the fuck is this game, man? 14-13 Green Bay, but Minnesota just tied it up. 11 minutes to go in the second quarter, 14-14. It's my life. It's my life. What is this shit, man? Oh, there it is. What's going on with the goddamn feed, man? The Twitter feed. It's like fucked up looking. I don't dig it. Something's wrong with it, huh? Just saw Superman on the big screen, says my man Johnny Bean. Is this a new one? 40th anniversary one. Oh, okay. Hey, man, how do you do a really groovy looking script font for your thing? For your Twitter thing? You know? Let me see something here, man. You know? Oh, yeah, no, I get it, man. It's like a keyboard thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, make it look good and shit. Or you gotta have a special fucking iPhone for that shit. How do I not see tweets of people that I don't fucking follow and I could give a flying fuck about? Do I have to unfollow people who are liking and replying shit? You know what I mean? I don't know, man. I don't know. It's all just fucking weird. Never mind. I haven't been, you know, I don't get into it that much, I guess. I'm not really, I don't know the science of this shit. It's my life. All right, here we go. Hey, if you like my show, you're going to love Zane's World on Podcast One. World traveler, author, and alcohol aficionado Zane Lamprey. Zane Lamprey is well-learned in the art of having a good time as he reviews the best attraction and destination on the globe and shares the craziest stories behind his travels. Check out Zane's World every Tuesday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcast. I have to stop slipping into that cliche-ish whatever because I did that like three times already and we've, you know, been there, done that. Okay. I've been there, done that, man. Okay. Let's turn this motherfucker off. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27. You know, I wish I was good at stand-up. I'm not. Because, of course, everything looks like it's an easy living when you look at it, but you don't know whether it's, you know, stand-up is very hard, man. Especially, I don't tell jokes. I do characters and attitude. That's about as close as I can get to describing what the fuck it is I do, you know? And I don't think that that's made for comedy clubs. Comedy clubs, the audiences are sort of trained to expect joke-type shit, you know? The only reason I'm bringing that up is it looks like a fun way to make a living. I wish I could have fun doing it. I wish I knew how to do it, but... Oh, well. Here we go, man. You ready? You're not? Neither am I. Hold on. Make sure that we'll edit that shit out. Testing 1, 2, 3. Now we got another problem here. Here we go. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This whole goddamn bullshit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right, let's talk about this one. This is probably all over the goddamn board, isn't it? Yeah, it is. Just as I suspected. Just as I goddamn well suspected. Look at this. You got it where you want it to be?
No.
Well, you better... Testing 1, 2. Testing, 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 testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, so, you know, your guess is as good as mine, Phil, on what you want to do here, but I guess you got to compress the living shit out of this. You know what I'm saying, Phil? Yeah, fuck. I know what you're saying, Gramps. What's this Gramps shit? I don't know, man. I'm just... Testing 1, 2, 3. Man, look at that goddamn thing overmodulate. Good fucking God, man. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jesus H. fucking Christ. And a fucking crutch. And I gotta take a piss on top of everything else. Here, I'll leave you with this. I'll be right back. The late senator from Alaska. Well, Cleveland beat Cincy, man, very convincingly, 35-20. This whole crop of quarterbacks, these new college quarterbacks, man, is going to be really interesting to see these guys develop. All right, I'm ready to go. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Testing 1, 2, 3. I think I know what I'm doing, but I don't. Not really sure what I know what I'm doing. I have lost all control here. Hey. Test. Testing.
Just not doing anything, man.
Testing, 1, 2. Testing, 1, 2. Test. It's like just not, doesn't work, man. What's going on with this shit? Is something unplugged? Jesus H. Christ, this fucking bullshit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. God damn it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Because, Margaret, I just want you. I know what you're trying to do, Phil. You're trying to limit the vocalization. Is that what you're trying to do? He doesn't want you to be so loud, Margaret. I've got this, General. Is that what you're trying to do? Margaret, I don't need you coming on like this all the time, okay? So that was the reference he made about me sucking off the mic. God damn. Wait a minute. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Things are reverberating in my mind, in my mind, and in my eyes. Let's talk to Tom Dovka. Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Listen, I'm doing very good, and I heard you had problems. You know, David G. Hall is bringing me in on it.
I didn't know that, no.
Yeah, I want to do it once over. Now, you got a cat.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All right. Stay on mic, Phil. Just do. Jesus Christ, Phil. Don't fuck it up, man. Try fucking stay on mic, man. Just stay on mic. Will you please just. Oh, sorry. Please, I swear to Almighty God. Oh, did you want something? All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Motherfucker. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. Look at this shit, man. 1, 2. What the fuck is the story there, man?
I don't think anyone here has defined what net neutrality is. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
Oh, shut up. I am a Republican, so I have to automatically be against this shit. That's exactly what I accuse Democrats of being, but I think I'll do that too. Because I'm cooler. Because my stupid shit makes more sense than theirs.
Essential. In the center, whether you realize that, you're asking for regulation.
I know. I don't want to be a Republican anymore because Phil's right. They're a bunch of assholes. I'll be a Libertarian. Which means I ain't shit. Not again. Not another Eastwood. This is The Mule. Okay, what's this movie about? This is Clint Eastwood now. He's 106. And he's going to be another guy going in and cleaning shit up, right? Hello, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sorry, man.
Tangled up tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Well, the bottom line in this piece of shit is whatever it is. Okay, so let me, first of all, get the sound effects. Walking through the park. It wasn't quite dark. There was a man sitting on a bench. Made no sense. And he just went. I don't know why that character cracks me up, that Tom Dovka dude. So.
Yeah, David G. Hall has asked me to come in too. Analyze sort of, he wants me to come in. I may have to push the eject button on his project because I got 3 other stations I'm consulting, but I think a couple of things need to be said. First of all, Phil, you've got a, I was just going to overlook kind of some of the things you're doing here. You're talking about, I think you're far too political. I think you need to talk about, sports and this, and I think you need to, really, if I were you, I'd back off the whole talking about sex and too much about penises and anal sex. I noticed that, Phil, I noticed there's an immense conversation about anal sex in your program, anality.
There's a conversation of what?
Did you kind of see what? I can hear what you're laughing at me, Phil. There's no point in denying it.
Okay, I'm laughing at you.
God damn, dude, you are very... Well, that's really rude. Anyway, what I was going to say to you, Phil, is that, you know, there's far too much reference to the ass or the anus on your program. And I have to ask you to reconsider... the wisdom of that is that sexual content is just overboard on your program. Would you agree with that?
I don't know. I don't know if I'd agree with that or not. It's something that I...
Okay, never mind. No. The second thing that I notice is, let's see, Are you using the right... are you white balancing your camera?
Hey, Tom, hold on.
Well, I just...
Hold on for a minute. I can tell a guy who's trying to earn his money when I hear one. You got no... You're trying to advise David G. Hall. You got nothing to tell him.
Okay, look at this. I got nothing to tell him. Yes, I do. I think what you do is a sloppy product from beginning to end. You know, you should bring on the program. Hi, Phil. It's Dean Wheeler. Yeah, hi. Well, you know, I'm hanging in. I'm doing the best I can. I mean, I don't feel all that healthy. I feel kind of bad. I feel put upon by a number of people. This guy, this Wheeler is... I think you need to back off on the Dean Wheeler. You've got two guests that you come on regularly with, Dean Wheeler and another one who is into the holistic.
Who is that?
Is it Elgin? Ed Elgin, right?
Ed Elcott.
What was his name?
Ed Elcott.
Why were you laughing?
Well, it just sounded funny when you said Ed Elgin.
Is that Ed Elcott, is that name?
Yeah.
Well, that name, and I think what I do at Tom Dovka is I try to, you know, minimize what I do. And on the other hand, she had warts, you know, but these are...
What did you say, sir?
That's just a little saying from when I was a kid. On the other hand, she had warts.
I remember when I was a kid, I was in high school, and I'm talking to this guy. He was an old-timer, so I was like 16, and this dude was probably in his 60s, and he kept saying, but on the other hand, she had warts. And I remember thinking, what? You know, what are you saying, man? On the other hand, she had warts. I get it now, but back then I didn't, it was weird. Real weird, man. Bothered me so much, I killed the old man. Yeah, I did. I know I shouldn't have done it, but I did do it. It felt good when I did it. He said, come on, Phil. No, wait a minute. You just shut your mouth, man. I'm going to finish saying what I got to say. Okay, man. Yeah. Yeah, I killed him. Felt good, too. I stuffed him in the trunk of my car. All right.